Now, she's said to have left some celebrities quaking in their boots after writing her first tell-all biography, which is due out in May and available to pre-order on Amazon, we want to say.
Yes.
And with the promises of salacious stories, I think it's fair
salacious
to say.
Salacious is a good word, isn't it? And lots of celebrity secrets to come. Lizzie Cundy is here to just give us a little taster. There might be some quite worried people out there because you have, over the years, met a lot of celebrities, mingled with celebrities, been to parties with celebrities, overheard conversations
yes.
with celebrities. Has anybody been in touch to say they're concerned and who's in it and
yeah.
don't put me in it?
About half of Hollywood, actually. Yeah, there have some that have said, please don't put that bit in, remember that. And I thought, oh yeah, you've reminded me, that's a really good bit to put in. But some have asked, yeah, not to be in. And I've respected some.
Will we learn much more about you, the real Lizzie Cundy?
Yeah.
You said on the Shirley Valentine show, I think people saw you stripped down, well, not literally
yeah.
stripped down, but, you know, no makeup, talking about, you know, the collapse of your marriage, talking about,
yeah.
You know, your vulnerabilities, that you were a bit lonely sometimes.
Yeah, I was asked. Actually. And I think I put a mask on with all the makeup, the hair and the funny outfits. I was hiding a lot of pain and I was quite low, and I know people see me on the red carpet posing always with a smile.
You have to, don't
but,
you?
Yeah, yeah. But it was pretty tough, and at times I didn't really want to live at times. It sounds dramatic, but I really struggled. People are obsessed with the red carpet. I mean, my mum said to me, do you carry a red carpet under your arm and always lay it out? But you know, that does happen, but people love it.